The ruling is in response to a complaint filed by the United Steelworkers and three specialty paper companies, including two in Wisconsin, Appleton Coated and NewPage, which employs more than 2,300 people in central Wisconsin. NewPage Chief Operating Officer George Martin said in a news release, quote, "Working together, the companies and the steelworkers have fought for a fair and level playing field." Appleton Coated CEO Sandra Van Ert said she would welcome duties to correct what she calls unfair trade practices and dumping. The Commerce Department ruled that the Asian companies were selling coated papers in the U.S. at significantly lower prices than in their own countries. The ruling recommends that the Chinese products be hit by tariffs of up to 135% and the Indonesian products by tariffs of about 18%. Terry Hunley, acting president of Asia Pulp and Paper Americas, predicts that the U.S. International Trade Commission will say no to tariffs when it rules on the case in October, adding, quote, "Duties will cost, not save, American jobs." In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.